This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the topic of international trade and free trade agreements have been a point of substance in the presidential debates and in the minds of many voters. Republican John Kasich, who won Ohio last night, is the only candidate left standing who supports a pending trade deal that would cover 40% of global trade. This Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, has faced heavy criticism from Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders in particular. In fact, Sanders' strong rebuff of trade has been credited with helping him upset Clinton in Michigan last week. Clinton and Cruz don't love the TPP either. This week, we've been exploring the results of the latest poll we commissioned, the Marketplace Edison Research Poll. And Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson, who covers trade for us, is here with that section of the data. Tracy, hi there.
Morning.
What do we know from the data on how Americans are feeling about this issue?
Well, they're confused. The first thing that jumps out in this data is actually that 49% of people, about half, said they didn't know enough about free trade agreements to say whether or not they're good or bad for the U.S. economy. And that's a big number, especially as people try and choose a presidential candidate, try and understand their views, vote in primaries, decide whether or not to support that big trade agreement you mentioned, the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Well, it's complicated stuff. Now, what about, from the data, the other half?
About a third thought free trade agreements are good for the U.S. economy. 18% say they're bad. But when we start digging deeper into this data, there's some more interesting stuff in there. So typically, if we were to generalize, we'd say Republicans have historically supported free trade agreements more than Democrats. But actually, our poll found stronger support among Democrats. 73% of Democrats thought trade agreements were good for the economy, compared with just under 60% of Republicans. Huh. And this shift is something we're seeing in the presidential campaign. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump has really been leading this charge against the TPP in particular, and in general against trade, with lines like, you know, how we're losing to China and other countries.
And he's really been arguing that these are bad deals for American workers. Now, in our polling, we asked people to consider the statement, quote, free trade is good even if it hurts some American businesses.
Right. So we hear all the time that trade has winners and losers, you know, people who benefit and those who pay a price. So what we're trying to get at here is whether people think trade is worth it in the aggregate. So salaried workers were more likely to agree or even strongly agree with that statement that trade is good, even if it hurts some businesses. Hourly workers were much more likely to strongly disagree. And those who made less than $50,000, again, disagreed with the statement much more than those who made over $50,000. I ran that by a labor economist, and he said that income division could be lower wage workers reflecting their economic interests. In other words, when U.S. jobs are lost because of competition from other countries, it's often those lower wage, lower skilled positions. So that feeling of vulnerability might account for the more negative perception of trade agreements among lower income or hourly workers compared with their wealthier peers.
All right. Marketplace Tracy Samuelson keeps an eye on trade policy for us. Tracy, thank you.
Thanks, David.